Books on Tape presents The Dead Hand, The Untold Story of the Cold War Arms Race and Its Dangerous Legacy, by David E. Hoffman. Read by Bob Walter. Science has brought us to a point at which we might look forward with confidence to the conquest of disease and even to a true understanding of the life that animates us. And now we have cracked the atom and released such energies as hitherto only the sun and the stars could generate. But we have used the atom's energies to kill, and now we are fashioning weapons out of our knowledge of disease. Theodore Roseberry, Peace or Pestilence, Biological Warfare and How to Avoid It, 1949. Prologue. Part 1. Epidemic of Mystery. "Are any of your patients dying?" asked Yakov Klipnitzer when he called Margarita Ilyenko on Wednesday, April 4, 1979. She was chief physician at No. 24, a medium-sized, 100-bed hospital in Sverdlovsk, a Soviet industrial metropolis in the Ural Mountains. Her hospital often referred patients to a larger facility, No. 20, where Klipnitzer was chief doctor. Klipnitzer saw two unusual deaths from what looked like severe pneumonia. "The patients," he told Ilyenko, "were two of yours." "No," Ilyenko told him. "She did not know of any deaths." The next day he called again. Klipnitzer was more persistent. "You still don't have any patients dying?" he asked. Klipnitzer had new deaths with pneumonia-like symptoms. "Who is dying from pneumonia today?" Ilyenko replied, incredulous. "It is very rare." Soon, patients...